From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the main opposition People Power Party decides to file formal objections to the local election results in six regions of the country and seek new elections there because of ballot shortages on June 3rd. Confusion and gridlock persist for thousands of seafarers still stranded in the Strait of Hormuz, despite the tentative ceasefire agreement between the U.S. and Iran. And President Lee Jae-myung is set to attend the Group of Seven summit in France on Tuesday as the final leg of his European trip. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. The main opposition People Power Party's leadership is seeking to redo the local elections in six regions of the country due to ballot shortages on June 3rd. The party announced the decision Monday after an emergency Supreme Council meeting at the National Assembly, saying it will file formal objections in six regions where ballot shortages were reported. The PPP is disputing the election results for Seoul, Gyeonggi Province, Incheon, Busan, Ulsan, and the combined electoral district of Gwangju and South Jeolla Province. Floor leader Han Byung-do of the ruling Democratic Party called the move contradictory on Tuesday, arguing that it undermines the voting rights the PPP claims to want to protect. Re-elected Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon of the PPP said party chief Jang Dong-hyuk is only focused on a revote when the investigation and reforming the electoral system should take priority. Sports organizations housed inside the handball gymnasium at Olympic Park in southern Seoul may soon gain access to the facility after reaching an agreement with protesters who continue to block the venue over ballot shortages during the June 3rd local elections. Main opposition People Power Party chairman Jang Dong-hyuk said Tuesday that protesters, sports organizations, and police reached an agreement to allow sports groups access to the facility to retrieve things they need for their work after he met with protesters outside the gymnasium. The agreement came 11 days after protesters began blocking access to the venue, which served as a vote counting center for Seoul's Jamsil area and where ballot shortages were reported. Under the deal, two representatives from each sports organization will be allowed to enter the building in sequence to retrieve work-related items. The process will be live-streamed and monitored by opposition lawmakers and television cameras, while protesters will be permitted to inspect the items brought out. The U.S. and Iran are trumpeting their tentative ceasefire deal as a victory, but confusion and gridlock persist for the thousands of seafarers still stranded in the Strait of Hormuz, despite the agreement. Though U.S. President Donald Trump has said the digital pact is finalized and ships are beginning to move, maritime operators remain hesitant due to conflicting directives from Washington and Tehran. Rosine Park has more.
I think it's going to be free sailing.
Speaking at the G7 alongside French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump hailed his agreement with Iran, saying the Strait of Hormuz will fully reopen.
And the strait is already partially opened. As you know, they're doing a little hunting for a couple of mines that they've already found. But it's essentially ships are starting to go out. Now, on Friday, it'll be completely opened.
Trump's remarks follow Iranian media reports saying the waterway will gradually open within 30 days under Iranian control.
And it's toll-free. We had a little argument on that. It's toll-free.
The Iranian Foreign Ministry has hinted that the country might charge service fees.
We've always said we're not after charging tolls, but in exchange for services we will provide, including navigation, environmental protection services, and maybe even insurance services and other services offered by Iran and Oman, necessary costs will be outlined and received.
The conflicting interpretations over transit costs might bring another round of clashes in the upcoming 60-day negotiations to hammer out a permanent peace deal between Washington and Tehran. Thousands of seafarers are still stranded in the Persian Gulf and surrounding waters due to the closure of the strait. That includes 137 South Korean crew members on board 24 vessels. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung is set to attend the Group of Seven summit in the French town of Evian on Tuesday as the final leg of his European trip. According to the presidential office, Lee will take part in expanded sessions and other events during the two-day summit, beginning with a group photo alongside French President Emmanuel Macron and leaders of invited countries. Lee is scheduled to attend the summit's first session on building new partnerships and reinvigorating international solidarity, where development cooperation is expected to be a key topic. Presidential spokesperson Gang Yu-jung said President Lee plans to emphasize the need for new partnerships between donor and recipient countries and highlight South Korea's efforts to promote economic self-reliance in developing states. Lee is also expected to share the government's vision for global artificial intelligence cooperation, including plans for a global AI ecosystem and international AI hubs. A former national security advisor and a former Coast Guard chief under the Moon Jae-in administration have had their acquittals upheld on appeal in a case related to the fatal shooting of a fisheries ministry official by North Korean soldiers in the Yellow Sea in 2020. The Seoul High Court on Tuesday found former National Security Advisor So-hoon and former Coast Guard Commissioner General Kim Hong-hee not guilty of falsifying official documents to cover up the circumstances of the shooting death. The court said it would be difficult to conclude that the two had drawn up and circulated false information in announcing the outcome of the investigation. So had been accused of ordering the issuance of a press release that falsely claimed a search for the official was underway in the Yellow Sea in an attempt to cover up the shooting death, and of falsifying reports to suggest the official had tried to defect to the north. Kim was accused of spreading false information by circulating the press release on So's instructions. A Seoul court has frozen assets and receivables held by Jungang Group, one of South Korea's largest media entertainment groups that includes local broadcaster JTBC, after it filed for court-led rehabilitation in the midst of a liquidity crisis. According to sources in the judicial community Tuesday, the Seoul Bankruptcy Court issued a preservative measure and a general prohibition order the previous day against the group's holding firm, Jungang Holdings, and four of its affiliates. The affiliates are JTBC, entertainment and media firm Content Tree Jungang, movie theater chain Megabox Jungang, and investment arm Jungang P&I. The preservative measure is designed to prevent the group from giving unfair priority to certain creditors in its repayment prior to the rehabilitation process, and the prohibition order is meant to stop creditors from obtaining the group's assets through compulsory execution or provisional seizure. JTBC on Friday declared a default on its debt obligations after failing to repay 20.6 billion won, or around 13.6 million U.S. dollars, in asset-backed loans at maturity. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 180.62 points, or 2.11%, on Tuesday to close at 8,726.6. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 15.35 points, or 1.48%, to close at 1,018.68. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.